5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the fucking General Banter Podcast. On the 26th of April, I'm lying to you, it's actually the 25th, which is a Monday. So, telling you fucking porky lies, Anthony. Wasn't going to record this till later today on the Monday, but I'm sitting at the computer here trying to make a fucking video and my computer's decided to absolutely shit its knickers. So while I wait for the Apple Mac little umbrella of beach ball of fucking doom spinning round, just work, you Steve Jobs piece of cunt. Would it kill you? You know, I would never go back to Windows because they don't work well enough. However, I don't half miss when Windows would just go, sorry, we're shutting down. And, you know, they basically go, can't handle it. You know, and then the next minute you start the computer up and it kind of works fine. You know, these fucking Apple Macs are like...
These Apple Macs?
Sound like an old woman. These fucking MacBook Pro. Pro my hole, what are you on your lunch? You fucking asshole. Well, let me just, I'll not tell you what's wrong, but I'll just not respond. It's like a huffy girl, isn't it? What's wrong? What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. 2 days later.
You pressed the wrong buttons, and it wasn't good for me.
Oh, so here we are. Welcome to the podcast. Let's plug some shit. This podcast will be up early, you know, if you normally... I don't know if you wait till Tuesday, it is Tuesday now, technically. You know? I hope I've included all the news that I need to include. You never know this week with the amount of people stiffing it. We'll get to that later. Let's plug this gig that's coming up. What have I got coming up? I hear you ask. Oh, here we go. Beach ball of the... Fuck. Here's what I have coming up. I don't have a lot of stand-up booked in because I've been very, very busy with other things. Which, can I talk about them? Probably not. Nothing's in stone. But, you know, nothing's in stone. But soon we'll be able to talk about things. I've been busy. I'll do my Lavery's. By the way, thanks to everyone who came out to Mickey Bartlett's Edinburgh preview the other week. It was very funny. What actually happened to me was, shortly into his set, I nipped downstairs to go to the bar because the bar was so fucking packed. And I ended up got chatting to the bouncers and got stuck there for fucking... Not stuck there, I willingly chatted to them for about 45 minutes. So by the time I came back up, Mickey just came off and I was like, oh, good stuff, man. Missed all that. But anyway, cheers to everyone who came out. It was full of people. Great times. Fun place to do comedy. I did a set. You know, I told a story about me taking a shit on a beach one time. I've told it on here. It's one of those things where stand-up's weird, you know, you could have a story like that where you go, I took a shit on a beach one time and everyone goes, what? You took a shit on a beach? And you tell the story and you think, you know, inherently, is that the word? Inherently, that is a funny thing, but does it necessarily make a good bit of stand-up? Not really, you know, whereas a very small, stupid observation that I've made about something may get a laugh out of people. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be as extreme as, I took a shit on a beach. Do you believe that there? I swear to God, see this fucking computer, off and on, fuck it, you piece of shit. So anyway, cheers to everyone who came out to Lavery's. Big shout out to fucking my boy, John James Spett. Let me double check that name as I walk with recorder out through the kitchen. What's his fucking name? Brian, John, what? Where was I coming up, getting that from? Brian John Spencer. Here's the deal, guys. You're going to have three names. I'm going to just fucking make those three names up in whatever order I want. Brian. Did I forget that? Brian John. Did I seriously forget that in the space of fucking 3 seconds? Brian John Spencer. BrianJohnSpencer.com. Who came down to Lavery's Comedy Club after a brief Twitter exchange. Someone said, da da da, you should go down and draw these fucking assholes. And he's like, here, it could happen. And sure enough, he turned up and he did some quick sort of, what's he call it, live sketches. And there's two photos of me. I've tweeted them and put them on Instagram. You can check them out. They look, one of those things, scary when someone does their impression of you and you're like, oh, mate, I am literally built like a fucking rhino that just stood upright. However, the one of Kieran Bartlett would send fucking chills up your dick. Anyway, I start up, you fucking piece of shit MacBook. Anyway, moving on. The one big gig, of course, the next Lavery's will be on the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. We might do a nerd-based one, you know what I mean? See how many nerds we can get in. There are plenty of nerdy comedians. And as soon as I think that, I'm like, who do I know that has a joke about fucking Star Wars? You know, I certainly don't. I'm certainly not going to sit through it. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, the one big gig, of course. Tell everyone, tell your friends, tell people you know live in Northern Ireland, even if you don't. Tell people that don't live in Northern Ireland who might be back at the time. You know, all that sort of shit. Tell all your mates. The lads are indeed playing the Ulster Hall. That's me playing mouth trumpets. That's how fucking exciting that is. 29th of October 2016. Tickets are available on the fucking Ticketmaster and also the Ulster Hall website. Cheers to those who have bought them so far. Way more so than I possibly could have thought of within the first fucking week. But it's going to be epic. You know, everyone's doing fucking 20 minutes of comedy. And it's going to be a beast. You know, I had someone ask me on the questions there. Why is Shane Todd not doing the gig? Does he not have the balls? Nah, mate, I'll tell you what he has. Too much notoriety. So he's absolutely balling. He'd probably do his own gig in the Opera House and probably sell it out because he's a jammy wee bastard. So, there you go. He'll be doing his own gig. We'll be doing this six-way fucking laughter gangbang at the Ulster Hall. You know? Sell that bitch out. Get some dudes to film it and be like, yeah, what's up now, school teachers? Who told us we could never be comedians, even though we never mentioned that we wanted to be. Fuck you. Let's move on. What have I been up to? Nothing. I was literally off the phone to the doctors. Like, I haven't been to the doctors in a long time. Is that good? I don't know. You know, you want to say, like, oh, I haven't been to the doctors in ages. And they go, oh, lucky you, you haven't needed to go. Or have I just gritted through every fucking ailment that I've had? I swear to God, see, last year, fuck up, phone! Whatever fucking time last year the Six Nations were on, I remember it because I tried to watch rugby, I had full-blown Ebola, like without a doubt needed, I definitely needed antibiotics, I probably should have been in hospital, I was fucking dying. I don't know what they call it, like an upper respiratory fucking, like, full-blown coughing up, like, it looked like chopped bits of liver mixed with fucking just wet Weetabix. I was like full, and you would wake up out of your sleep, like, and this fucking alien would crawl out of your throat. I was very ill, and then I couldn't speak for about 3 weeks, if you recall correctly. So, basically, I had to phone the doctors that was near my fucking parents' house and be like, hiya, because here's what happened. We went out to the fucking doctors in the sticks and I was like, hey, can I register with the doctors? And she's like, what doctors are you with? And I was like, does that matter? Yes, you need to find out who you were with and get your fucking number off them and blah, 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 and then fucking, you need to get in contact with us and then we don't even take new people till the start of May and all. And I was like, for fuck's sake here, I don't know, it's like, what am I signing up to here? I just want to fucking, I basically needed to go so that I could be sent and got and get like vaccinations for going on holiday, and because we're going to some swampy dumps. So I'm like, yeah, I had to phone up the doctors and be like, hey, am I still a member here? And they're like, member? Yeah, you're still a VIP member here of the doctors in wherever. And then I was like, that's good. Can I get my medical number? I think I have it here. And she goes, yeah, I'll read it out. And I went, go ahead, I'll just cross check it here. And she goes, 343. And I was like, all right, mine starts with Q. So obviously we're on the wrong page here. So I got the medical number and then I was asking her about the old vaccines and all. Good conversation. Started there, Colin. Talk about your fucking vaccines, you stupid bitch. I'm going to Vietnam and Dubai and fucking Thailand. How about that? In a 3 week period. It's probably not enough time. We're going from the 10th to the 30th of May. It's not good. It's not a good time to, it's not enough time to really see about the place. However, I will, I'll take as many photos. I don't know how the podcast is going to work. I just punched a fly in midair, motherfucker. Fucking Mr. Miyagi up in this bitch. Flies, welcome to the country. There's also a underlying smell of shit where, you know, once you've checked every surface in the house, you're like, someone's definitely walked shit in here. And then, nope, open the door, full fog bank of shit. Anyway, I don't know how the podcast is going to work, guys. You know, I'm sure you'll get over it, is what I'm saying to you. You know, fucking wee 3 week gap without a podcast. What I may do, if I'm feeling, you know, feeling sort of erect about it, is I might actually just record a bunch of them and put them up with a sort of like not to be listened to until here. Or I could take the sound recorder with me and try and do it. Or figure out if SoundCloud have like a record live type thing on their app or whatever. I don't know. I don't really care. I'm sure you'll be all right. You know what I mean? I'm sure you'll be fine, guys. Maybe I just wait and come back and do like a series of stories. Might be a very interesting one. Maybe a break. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the fuck happens. But I'm very excited. We're staying with a friend of ours in Vietnam, which, I mean, most of the organization was done through Girlfriend Maureen, so I don't know how that came about. She said something about we were going, he's like, stay with us, and I'm like, unbelievable. So we'll have to bring him some home comforts. Here you are, mate, get you a fucking, there's a bag of fucking soda bread, you know what I mean? Why do people always miss the most rank things in the world, you know? Oh my god, I would just kill for fucking potato bread. You're like, whatever, if it's there, sure. No one's ever like, oh my god, you know what I would love? Potato bread. Until you can't get it. I would love a fucking soda. Would you not love a soda? Would you not want the driest, big, lumpiest bit of fucking chalky bread you can get your hands on? Oh my god, I'm literally lactating, Tracy. You can get fucking, you know, it's always like, oh, I just want some tato or something. Really? You want like condensed onion flavor in your mouth? Fuck right off. Gross. Miss a good pint of Guinness. What, when you're sitting there in your fucking shorts drinking a slushy beer? it's so cold it's like a slushy. Huh? Eating delicious noodly soups. Walking around like King Kong because it's full of wee small Vietnamese people. You know what I mean? Fucking unreal. Fuck your sodas. I might not come back. In fact, we're going to Vietnam and I was like, I wonder what hats I'll take. You know, I'm a big fan of hats. And, you know, I was like, what ones will I bring? And then I was like, oh, I was going to bring a camouflage one. And I was like, do you walk around Vietnam with like a camouflage military style hat? Or are they going to be like, who's this fat American? Come over to rub it in our faces, you son of a bitch. I don't know how the politics works out there. All I know is, you know, I'm going to try my best not to eat dog. If it's in something, I might, okay? Huge stereotype, don't know. Seen it on Facebook, where they're roasting the skin off dogs. That might have been China. China, Vietnam, same, isn't it? Same thing. So, we'll see what happens. I may start smoking, just because I've heard the cigarettes are wild cheap. So I may start smoking just for that period of time. I also might get a suit made, but, you know, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Fucking right. What else have I been doing this week? Very little. We're getting ramped up tomorrow for the big Ulster Hall photo shoot. Aren't we? All the lads have to go to the Waterfront Hall, even though the gig's in the fucking Ulster Hall. But they're owned by the same people. So we have to go there and get some photos taken. And you know what? It's like, not everyone can turn up. I don't think Dave or Woodsy can turn up. So it's going to be me, Kieran, Mickey, and fucking, like, who else? Me, Kieran, Mickey, Aaron, of course. Aaron McCann. So, basically, get the panoramic lens on, is what I'm saying. Because there are some fucking fat bastards in a photograph, like. Unbelievable. I mean, you don't really notice because these people are your friends, you know, and you're talking away. And then someone else makes a comment like, why would I go to that? You look like fucking six fat bastard. And you're like, correct. You're correct. There's one person there who's under 18 stone. So that's fun. Two, maybe. Mickey sneaks under there, but he's still a mess. Let's face it, you know. I don't want to slag him today. He's a mess. He's a fucking mess. But who isn't? Aren't we all messes? Let me try this computer one more time and you can hear my live react. Oh no, it's frozen, you piece of shit. I hate it. I hate this fucking computer. Can I not make a video, please? Just let me make one, please. Steve fucking Jobs, unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I'll tell you what was weird. I forgot to tell you this. The day after Lavery's, we obviously went and had drinks. And found out one of the bouncers at Lavery's works as a butcher during the day. And of course, I've answered that question on here many times. Like, if I could do anything apart from do comedy, I would probably be a butcher. Big fan of meat. You know, like playing with it, cutting it up. Jake, playing with your meat, aye? That's a dick joke, Colin. You can take that with you. I have a mate who could do comedy. So anyway, that's separate. But what I'm saying is we drank and then the next day went into town. Her girlfriend Maureen was, you know, she's a makeup artist. Of course, and you're probably thinking, who isn't a makeup artist these days? Every dickhead with a paintbrush seems to be a makeup artist. And Maureen would tell you the same thing. Like, these bitches are out there charging fucking fiver for makeup. You pay £5 for makeup, you get £5 worth of makeup or whatever. Or, you know what I mean? Get what you pay for is what you're saying. She goes, I just need a nip into town here to get a fucking pencil of some sort, right? No doubt, some sort of eye fucking pencil. And it's like, you know, you go to pay for it. And they're like, oh, that's $24.99 or something. You're going, really? Really? It's $24.99. Outrageous. So she said she was nipping in. That turned into about 3.5 hours walking around town with a fucking hangover. Not great. Not great times. And then, you know, we walked over. Me and Begley were basically walking around like two fucking lunatics. You know when you're delirious and hungover and you end up getting like slush puppies? You know, and then you're walking around as a grown adult with fucking blue lips. You know? Fucking trying to be serious to people. Like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I do have blue lips. And then we ended up going to some place, which I'd never been to in my life. I would have walked straight past it. But it was basically sort of down the side of like where Primark is in Belfast. And there's a cafe called West. I don't know why it's called West. Is it because it's full of Westies? Possibly. I don't know. But anyway, it's one of those. It's like something out of Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. You know, you're going along, quiet enough street, nothing much going on. And then you peek into this place and it is fucking just hiving with people. And they make like unreal fucking sandwiches. I feel like I'm doing a fucking ad for them anyway. Had the laugh at the girl though. You look very much like Barry the Blender Henderson. Now, a couple of years ago, I probably would have joked around and went, oh, thanks very much. Now, just for the speed of it, you know what I mean? I just go, yeah, that's me. That is me. Just to save them giving it the old, are you Barry the Blender Henderson? And I go, maybe. And they're like, oh my God, you look like him. Is it you? No, it isn't. Is it? How is it? Is it you? Don't know. Is it? Why? I just go, yeah, it's me. Get us to the seat immediately. And then she spent the whole time just like, this is unreal. My boyfriend. Oh my God, what the fuck? Why is there no picture in this video? Oh, it's frozen again. Fuck me. Anyway, check that place out. Does good sandwiches. Don't know why I told you that. Full of great stories this week. Tell you why. I'm scraping the barrel. I've literally done nothing. I've been working, doing computer type shit. I tried to do gardening the other day. Cutting grass that should have been fucking cut about 3 weeks ago. And it's a mess. It looks, the grass, it looks like it's been in a fire. You know, a wee bit of sun come out. Everyone's like, let's get that grass cut. Nightmare. Trying to fucking use a petrol fucking lawnmower on a hill where the handle is like just about too low for me. Like, I'm not that tall. I think I'm about 6 foot on the dot. But, like, I can't imagine being like 6'4 or 5 or something. Because right now, everything is just slightly out of range for me. You know what I mean? You're cutting an onion on your fucking worktop. It's just a wee bit too low. You know, you're doing some dishes or something. You're like, oh my God, this could do with being just 6 inches higher. Same applies to my dick. Now, fucking trying to push that thing about, and it's like not quite at the right pushing level. You know what I mean? It's kind of dick height, which means you're not getting the proper thrust behind it. So that near fucking broke my back. I'd hate to be one of you. You're probably sitting there going, yeah, you're not a day's work in you. You fucking fat bastard. Good. I don't want to get good at cutting grass, let me tell you. However, I feel like it will need done again. I literally injured myself. I've a sore back from cutting grass on a lawnmower that has a fucking like accelerator that drives itself, really. Unbelievable. What a fat fuck. Fat fucking mess. I've literally done nothing other than that. We watched some movies, you know, I don't know. Watched that Dirty Grandpa. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Robert De Niro. Some people live too long, you know what I mean? Like, no harm to him, but actually, I'm telling you, like, it sounds like I'm about to slobber about that film. Don't get me wrong, it was completely shit. Film was total shit. The dialogue in it was terrible. However, I could listen to Robert De Niro sort of slobber and talk shit to people and curse violently. I could listen to that all day. Hey, what are you doing, you fucking faggot? No, like, I love it. I love that shit. But apart from that, total dog shit. You know, and that girl Aubrey Plaza, who's in Parks and Recreation, she's in it playing a real dirty slut. And do you know what? She's, you know, one of them ones you're like, I don't find her attractive. But I would definitely just empty her out like a fucking, like an old bin bag. Also, fun fact, which me and Begley discovered one day. If you're aware of who that girl is from Parks and Rec, you know that one. And she's also in Dirty Grandpa, trying to bang De Niro there. There is a video of her, how do I say, fingering herself over a sink. Yeah! Get that inside you, literally. Should you feel bad about that because it was sort of hacked or leaked? Yeah, but I mean, If I was a publicist and I had some fucking clients, well, it works two ways. I'd be like, listen, if you don't mind that video doing the rounds, you know, people are gonna watch it. So, you know, you can go two ways there, really. You know what I mean? You can get the clam out. You know what I'm saying? Or just don't get it out and have a nice career. But check it out, though. She's on the internet there, just flicking her bean into a sink. It's always good to do it over the sink in case anything is spilt. With this tune. Feeling it? That's the Geddes Talks About Fingering theme tune. Who else fingers themselves? Speaking of fingering, I watched the film Her, which stars Joaquin Phoenix, or as if I was his mate, I'd just call him Wacky P. Grey moustache over his wee hair lip there. And here's the story, right? In a world where, you know, you're very interactive with your phone, you can download an operating system for your computer. It asks you a couple of questions, and then shortly after that, it delivers this fully functioning sort of thinking machine. And there's a bit in the film, like, if this is supposed to be the future, there's a bit in the film where the guy is like, hey, single, female, da-da-da-da. You know, and it just straight away, bang, 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 it's like Tinder for phone sex. And then the next minute you're talking to someone and he's all like, hey, I'm going to wake you up from the inside. And you're like, listen, Wacky P, fucking relax, will you? That's Rape Central. You asleep, pet? Let me just put my dick in you and I'll wake you up, won't it? And then he has this, you know, this mad phone sex with this girl. She's all like, oh, choke me with a fucking cat and all that shit. And here, tell you what, girlfriend Maureen has just arrived back here. So I might just pause this and we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. Bear with me. We're back. See what she's saying there? I want some bonbons. Maureen's here.
Hello.
Talk up.
Hello.
Don't be hiccuping down my thing. Maureen came in there and she was like, she nipped out for 8 pints.
I get hiccups for no reason sometimes.
I think it's because girls stifle burps.
That's bullshit. I would absolutely burp.
That's what you need. Instead of going like, you just need to go,
no, that. But that's not hiccups. That's a different thing. Hiccups are different.
They're not. They're backwards burps.
You're backwards.
I wanted to talk about this film, Her, right?
Ooh.
So he's banging an operating system. Now, my argument was, if that was supposed to be the future, you know, the bit where he's having the phone sex with the girl, and he's like, oh, age, da 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 da. And then she's like, choke me with a cat and all that. Carry on. That's an actual line. Choke me with a cat.
That wasn't the operating system, though. That was
another girl. But however, this is what I'm saying. He definitely, you know, the artificial buckins would have been way more advanced then.
Yeah.
Because I've seen things on Vice where you can literally, like, you get the dick-shaped part of a toy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I get the fanny hole bit, but we're in different countries, and we both plug them in. And I'm like, look what I'm doing to the fanny hole bit. And,
like, simultaneously works, doesn't it? Yeah.
And you've got the other bit.
Well, even the fact that he had, like, his wee phone or whatever it was like, tiny. You're like, that's not realistic either.
Yeah. That looks shitter than an iPhone.
Yeah. It looks ridiculous.
So he gets this operating system, and then he's all like, here, you sound good. And then, because she's got, like, a mind of her own, she's like, oh, yeah, I just want to feel like a real human. And then they do more. That's what I'm saying. There's bound to be, like, something more real than that, where, like,
even, like, a hologram or something?
Yeah, like, he's jizzing through a hologram. Which is a nightmare, because she's like, do it on my face, and he's like, good bloop, and it goes straight through her face. It lands on his good carpet. And then everyone's like, come on, Wacky P, what are you doing, mate? I've called him Wacky P, by the way. But you know what I mean? You get all up in the moment and you think you're like, gadoosh, and your dog's like standing behind the hologram.
I mean, that's the...
Taking on a load in the
That's the problem with doing things that are like set in the future, isn't it?
You just can't tell.
You don't know.
Especially when things go, you know...
You can't really guess.
You're like, 2016, what are they wearing? Spacesuits? No, mate, they're dressing like they're fucking...
What are they driving? Flying cars? Colin, how many cars are you driving? Just none, not even regular cars.
Unbelievable.
Not even road cars, so...
Unbelievable.
Future.
Trying to hiccup a barful and the sound equipment. What was I talking about there? You completely threw me off. Oh, yeah. So, he's booking this thing, and then the weirdest part was, when you, like, rent a slag... Like, who's that girl that just appeared?
She was
being the body of the voice. Yeah,
but apparently it was the computer girl who had messaged her and was telling her all about them. And then she was like, yeah, I just want to be part of your relationship. And you're like, what? How did the computer just message the girl? He didn't know. It's his operating system and he doesn't know that she can send messages of her own talking to another girl. But then that's how you, it does say at the end that she ends up talking to loads of different people, doesn't she?
Yeah, which is weird because that's where the human bit fucks up because he's really jealous that she's talking to 8,000 other people. Isn't that crazy? But definitely just have real Scarlett Johansson if you're going to have someone come in and buck him for real. But what happens if you're like, oh, I like the sound of the voice and she's all like, all giggly and all that shit. Then the body person comes in and goes, you can use this body. I'll talk to you in the ear. You know, like you're playing American football. I'll call the plays, you know. Attack on Brown. That means in the butt. In the butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Finish line on head. Jizz on head. But what if the person turns up and you're like, you know, you sound good, but this body person doesn't smell nice or something? You know what I mean?
But this is like probably this what they're trying to do. It's like, make you think about that. Like, what's more important? You can clearly fall in love with someone just from what they're saying to you and like have a total relationship just through someone's like voice and everything they're saying with no physical body. So that's kind of like, that's
okay. When are you going to start falling in love with me more for the things I say and do instead of just my hot body?
Because things you say are horrendous. So rough.
So rough.
So
well,
that's... Just terrible. Like I can say it on this call.
Tell me one rough thing I've said in the last 24 hours.
Colin, I literally don't know where to start. Like, I literally would not know where to start.
I've hit that one fly 4 times and still not dead. Son of a bitch. So, here's the thing. If, would you prefer, which I already know the answer is, if I was just a computer? No, you probably prefer if I was just the dead behind the eyes body, wouldn't you? Sexy body around that? No. Just the voice and the good crack attached to, like, hot body.
That'd be pretty good, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, you're...
He's in that film?
He is.
He looked like shit.
He was medium Chris Pratt there. He wasn't, like, hot Chris Pratt, and he wasn't, like...
Yeah, but that proves to me that he's not even hot. They really had to make him hot.
No, he's
some
not
people are,
hot.
Some people are really hot. You're just, like, you can't make them... You can't unhappen.
No, but he was already kind of like cute looking, if you know.
Hot?
Yeah. He was nice. But then hot bod obviously made him more hot, so. I don't know. What conclusion are you trying to draw from this film here? What is more important, Colin? Computers or...
girls' butts.
Or girls' butts.
I mean, you can get girls' butts on computers sometimes.
That's true.
If you type the right words into the Google.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Hey, Siri, show me the girls' butts. Siri's had a few drinks.
She said, actually, that's no problem, Colin. That's what she said.
We have no problem! We'll move on, because that movie depressed me.
Yeah, because you always say things like, oh, just show me some tits, and then you're like, I think you just want to watch porn because not all films are just going to be pornographic. So
why? There's one on tonight. Yeah. I've seen loads of movies that were real films, but with real bucking in them.
But then, if all films were just like that, completely graphic, it would become just so normal and boring.
Yeah, but only the ones where it's like, if you're going to bang, just bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I don't mean like you're watching like Transformers. Well, actually, you probably would watch Megan Fox getting reeled, but you wouldn't be like, you know, oh, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, penis in a half shell.
You would. You'd love that.
I would definitely watch it. I can look that up. Will I look that up right now? I know this is an audio podcast, but tell me. Oh, I swear to God.
What's wrong?
Can you email like Steve Jobs' family and tell them that he was a dick and his computers don't work? It doesn't work, Stephen. Listen, I'm trying to get on the internet here. I've seen a lot of films where there was real banging in it.
And what did you think of it?
I mean, I say that. I've seen clips from films of banging. I've got hiccups now.
See? Side hiccups.
This is turning into a terrible pocket. But, yeah, I've seen loads of films. There's one, the infamous story of the time we rented Short Bus, the film, because there was like a hot Asian girl in the front, and we're like, this looks like a fun comedy. Got it home, first 10 seconds, guy spunked in his own mouth.
Ooh.
I could literally show you that right now and get your reaction if you want.
Nah.
You know, there's a guy, the guy spunked in his own mouth, some girl getting banged on a piano, she's all cling, 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 cling. What other weird shit?
But, like, where do they fall in terms of films? Like, that's
an art house.
Art house, just... But even though those actors actually have to do that, then. Real life.
Oh, yeah, wet dick.
Strange.
D and for G.
Strange job, though, wouldn't it?
There's one where there's three
being, like, not a porn star, but actually...
It's like three dudes fully, like, daisy-chaining each other. You know? Like the wee Isle of Man symbol, but they're all sucking each other's dick.
Oh, God.
They are. I can show you right now. More, you've brought the tone of this podcast.
Is not me. This is not me at all.
Quite dramatically. What the fuck? Short Bus. There's that one that's on Channel 4 tonight. You know, she gets a load in the head. The worst one ever is a brown bunny with that girl.
What?
Chloe Savigny. What's her name?
Yeah, that one.
Savigny.
Savigny, yeah.
She for real sucks a guy's dick and then he just goes gadoosh right in her mouth. And then, but that's real. That's shot for real. Very quiet. No noise or anything over it. So it's all like a fat kid eating a cake.
How strange though to be like,
I mean,
acting with someone and be like, okay, let's start this scene. Take your necks off. I don't know, it's weird.
Those actors, I think they love getting deep in the actor game. But also, what happens if he's like, right, we'll go for take two in about an hour and a half and we've had two fags and a lie down. You know, let the tanks refill. Hashtag spunk. Secrets. I can show you it. Do you want me to show you? You can have your reaction.
Okay. What one are you showing me?
The brown bunny one.
I mean, even that name is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the point of that film is later on, once they're done with blowjobs, he puts like a funnel up her butt and a bunny goes right in it.
Like a live animal?
That whole bit that I just said was a full lie there.
Oh God, how did you say this to me? I don't know when you're telling the truth ever because you're always like, you're pretty much always making everything up. Colin! Why did you make me imagine that now? I was like, look at that even. I was like, there's no way on earth that ever happened.
You're so stupid, you thought it was real.
No, Colin, you're telling me all sorts of weird things anyway. You can't believe me. I did not think that was real, that's what I was asking you.
So there's a movie where they put a bunny up
someone's butt. No.
I mean, we don't have to watch this to its completion because, you know, shout out to xvideos.com for the sponsor.
Oh my God, I thought that was her nip.
Is
that's
it?
That's a mole.
Has she got two nips?
No.
Now, look how low budget this film is. This is literally shot on like a couple of Canons. And then he's gonna... Oh, that you did think that was her nip, and it is like...
Isn't that weird, isn't it?
That's weird. Colin and Maureen watching a bloge. I'm gonna click it on here because... It's just a whole load of dick suckings, but...
It's not even done in a nice camera. It's kind of a... It looks quite arty. This is literally looks like a video camera.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good film. Look at this small dick on the side here. Look at this, great. Cut the shit here. Get the D's out. So she's going for it there. But what's the logistics of this on set? Do they close the set? I mean, how do... Like, if I'd written in a bloge, I would definitely be casting it very specifically. You know what I mean? Look at her going for it. Gulp! Is this the weirdest thing that's ever happened on this podcast?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
He looks really strange as all.
I mean, Vincent Gallo, not a normal guy. I mean, look at the side things popping up on this. This is disgusting. So anyway, there you go,
okay,
guys.
Turn that off.
Not a great reaction, but if you want to check that out, if you're talking movies with real buckins in it.
Weird, I don't know.
How could you take the risk? Like, if that, imagine that happened early.
I'd just walk away and be like, bye, cheerio. Like, what?
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know. That's so weird. What if, like, how do you do a job like that if you're, like, with someone else? You're like, yeah, just doing this. You know, it's acting. You know, like
yeah.
It's like, oh, you have to kiss someone else, but it's not real. It's so detached from it.
I think that's weirder, though, than, like, if your partner was, like, a porn star. Because they're like, oh, well, that's their job. They get, like,
performance
bucked on screen.
That's what I mean. They've chosen to, like, go all for it.
Yeah. So, like, one dick, five dicks, whatever. Who gives a shit?
But just being like,
there's one. Do you know that guy hired me for the film? Yeah. There's a scene in it where I just completely, for real, suck his dick till completion. And you're like, okay. And imagine doing the press junket for that. Like, if that was a mainstream Hollywood film. So, what was the vibe like on set after he launched fucking some sea monkeys all over your mouth? Huh?
Huh?
What was it like when he just blew the Philadelphia all over your head there? I'm pretty sure she just gulps it down like an absolute soldier as well. And, I mean, let's not watch it, but let's. I don't want to see that.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Anyway, I don't really know where to go from there on. But
yeah, we all feel weird now, I think.
What I'm saying is, the movie Her is, it's quite good, though, isn't it? It's quite a good film.
It is good.
And it really explores the human nature when it comes to, like, relationships and stuff like that. Joaquin Phoenix, hot or no?
No. Well, not in that film, anyway, because he's very weird in that film.
Yeah.
I guess there's sometimes you'd be like, yeah, he's alright, but no.
Sweet. Let's move on.
I feel uneasy.
I've had two coffees and I've half a watermelon.
You can't drink any coffee anyway, because you can't deal with any caffeine. So you've had two and watched a blowjob, so that's weird.
That's got a million hits on that website.
Oh my God.
That's like the crazy frog of blowjob. Ring, ding, 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 squirt. That's the Charlie bit my dickhead. Charlie! Ow! Bit my penis!
You're so weird.
Moving on. Who hasn't died this week?
I know.
Victoria Woods. Wood. She died. I never watched a single second of her comedy.
Really? I loved it.
Not for me. Don't like women comedians. But moving on.
She was amazing.
Oh yeah. If I had the menopause, really, no doubt I would be loving it if I was transitioning.
Yeah, but it is, I suppose, an older generation that would have seen her.
Oh yeah, sorry,
longer,
it's like
an old
woman with no humour at all.
What are you talking about?
She's obviously very good. I haven't seen it, but I've seen some. I have. Not my thing. I'm just not gonna watch it. I don't want to hear a piano falling song, I don't.
But not all that. No, but things that she was in, like things that you know, all those shows, Dinner Ladies and all this stuff, they were really good, like, they were really funny. She was just a really funny woman.
Just very funny.
Clever.
Do you know what's it's always a bit sadder when comedians die.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
Billy Connolly better not die this year.
Oh my God, that'd be so sad.
Oh my God. You had a programme on there, I missed all of it.
We did, but then sometimes we like to not watch it on TV so we can watch it together. Not together, like you and me together,
yeah,
but like in.
You don't care if I'm there at all, do you?
No, I prefer if you're actually. So.
I'll be out in the next room googling blowjobs.
Yeah. Keep you occupied. I'd give a kid an iPad. Can you just watch your wee? Watch your wee program.
When we're out for dinner, he talks, he's wild shouty. So we just let him watch his blowjobs. What do you want for dinner, chips? Good man. Yeah, it's always sadder when comedians die. However, we were talking about this yesterday. One of my favourite comedians, Patton Oswalt, his wife died.
So sad.
On the release day of his fucking, what do you call it, Netflix special, which is called Talking for Clapping. Great name.
But that's really sad that his wife just died out of nowhere.
It is, because it was really... It was out of nowhere. Like, I think she was, like, in her sleep or something, which is like, oh, that's so... That'd be... You feel uneasy for so long, because that's such a weird way for that to happen as well, isn't it? Like, you're just like, wait a second. You just didn't wake up. How does that... You know, you'd just be... Yeah. Your mind would be going mad.
You wouldn't, like, you wouldn't believe it. Like, you wouldn't be able to take it in. You'd just be you like, you're not dead.
You're like, this is not... Or, this is fake.
And you're like, why... Come on, it's 2016. Why can't you just fix the person?
Like, though, you know, everyone always says, like, oh, is it worse for someone to, like, you know, be in a car crash or be ill with, you know, whatever, some disease? You know, there isn't really anything that's easier, but it must be very hard to have no idea that that was about to happen. Like, completely no idea. And it wasn't a physical thing that happened. It wasn't anything. It was just a, oh, what? You know, it was just nothing. It was just happened. Very strange. Scary.
I know. I was talking to Rory Ward, comedian on the internet. And do you know when you send a message and it doesn't really send, and then you, they're like, fuck, and you send it like three more times? I wrote, yeah, that's, I wrote something like, that's grim. And then I wrote, what is it that fucks Americans? And then I wrote, is it the pills? No way, because they can just get so many things.
Yeah.
But the message then said, so the message literally said something like, that's so grim. What is it that fucks Americans? Is it the pills? Is it the pills? Is it the pills? I was like, that sounds like a fucking Nirvana song. Is it the pills? Oh, I was killing myself laughing. Is it the pills? Is it the pills? It just kept sending. It was so funny.
Yeah, that's it. Sort of strange rap.
Is it the pills? So that's so sad, because he's never done talking about death and suicide and depression and shit, so that might fuck him up a lot. Although they do have a young daughter.
That's also not good.
I feel very sad about that. I don't know why.
I know. I don't know. Yeah, like, you've obviously no idea who they are or anything, but there are some stories you just go, oh, maybe it is because it's like they're kind of normal people, you know, and that could happen to anyone. That's
never, yeah. I mean,
obviously, you know who he is, and that's why people know about it, but like, oh, just to think that could happen to someone.
It's weird because there are some ones you don't really, no, you don't care, but they don't affect you. Like, Prince died, and I was like, oh, that's sad. Was never a fan.
But I whatever. Think sometimes people are so, like, I don't know, legendary or so, like, they just don't even seem like normal people because they're so amazing. They are just legends.
Yeah.
So when they die, you're just like, you don't even feel like anything's changed because they have music and they have a whole legacy. And it was, like, you know, not as if we were ever going to go to a Prince concert or anything. Anyway, you just know of Prince and it's very sad. But it's weird when someone like him, who just seems like a normal guy, child,
especially because he talked about his wife and kids and all that.
And then she just died. Somehow, because I don't know, there's more that humanness in you that you're sort of going, that's like something that could happen to a normal person. That's why I feel sad. You know, whereas someone like...
famous person's...
Michael Jackson dying, it's such a big, crazy, like, celebrity world. You can't even imagine what that's like or what life he kind of lived or anything like that. It's so detached from normal life, whereas he probably have a really normal life. That's why it's sad.
It was like when me and McCann were talking about, like, when people, you know, we're talking about Beyonce or something. He's like, who do you think's hotter, Beyonce or Rihanna or something? You go, Beyonce's not even a...
some people are just too big.
She's just an entity. You're like, she's hot, she's hot, that's Beyonce, here's another thing. You know what I mean? It's like so larger than life.
Exactly.
However, I said earlier about that Bad Grandpa movie, I was like, he definitely should be dead by now, see him doing films like that. It was very funny.
It was like the worst and best film.
He was hilarious in it, and the film was shit.
He was, but some of it I was cringing at what he was doing. I was like, oh, why is he doing this? Well, why is like the rap bit, or just the way some of the lines that he was given? I was like, I don't know. It was very cringy, the whole movie.
I feel like if you're going to have him...
There was funny bits in it.
If you're going to have him talk like that, it's like you need like Danny McBride out of shot on the camera feeding them lines, you know what I mean? So because a lot of the lines were a bit naff,
they're a bit obvious, and they're a bit, do you mean it sounded too scripted, and he was trying to be this cool guy and it was too scripted, and it was just a bit, some of the bits he did were really good, because obviously he's a pretty good actor, so he could do it.
Who,
but,
De Niro?
Yeah,
he's alright, like,
not bad, like, so I don't know,
he's in good nick though, isn't he, for an old man?
He is, definitely is.
What about Efron, your boy Efron there. Six pack central.
Very small hips, isn't
it?
Tiny legs.
Is he not like 5 foot four or something?
No, I don't think that's very short.
No, let's
Google it.
Let's say.
Or let's guess. I'm gonna say.
He's not big, look. He might be working with an absolute hog piece that has a six pack on the dick.
Probably.
Zach, how do you spell that? F. This is turn. See what happens in my podcast when you're in here, boys.
What?
Pure dirt, bro. Height 173 centimeters.
What's that?
I don't know. Fucking tell me the correct height, internet. Jesus. 176. Doesn't sound. Wait a minute. This podcast.
He might be tall, actually. I don't know.
He might be tall. He's not.
Feet. Oh, what is it?
This is the worst podcast. Googling heights, guys. Centimeters into foot.
What? 0.5. Okay, you put 1.73. Oh, right, okay.
Fuck's sake. Apologies for listeners there.
1 centimeter.
I'm trying to figure out.
5'6"? 5'7"?
5'6"!
Like, I'm 5'6". Well, I'm 5'5½, but, you know, round up. 5'6"?
Well, there you go. You can kiss each other right in the mouth.
He's literally, like, there to me.
Yeah. We Zac Efron. It's alright, though. He's really famous and, like...
That's true.
Cut up. What the fuck? He's got the V's going on, you know, which naturally guides you down to the shaft end. You know, I'm pretty much getting turgid even just talking about it.
What do you have going?
What do I got? I've got
smiley
a
face?
I've got a deep U covering. Flapping over an absolute mess.
Just a bag of potatoes. No, I would prefer a bag of potatoes any day. We all know I love spuds. Okay.
Like an actual bag of potatoes? Not comparing my body to a bag of potatoes. Okay. You'd rather just some spuds.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron's in there, Maury. Doesn't matter. I've got spuds and butter here. And then hiccuping all night to yourself. You know? Tell me this. What makes you watch that program Once Upon a Time, Maureen? Because it's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
Well, it's quite magical. And I like magical things. And it has a lot of fairy tale characters in it. I like that. I don't know. It's just kind of easy to watch. It's nice to watch. I wouldn't even say it's that addictive. It's not really. It is a wee bit. But it's just nice to watch. I enjoy it. Not your thing at all. Some of the storylines are mental. Some of the things now, it's gone a bit weird. But some of the stuff's really good. They tie in all these fairy tales together, like, really well. It's really well done. And also, Robert Carlyle is...
Carlyle,
or whatever you say it. He is really good.
Who does he play? Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. It's a really good character.
Lumpy Dickskins.
It is good, though.
I'll never watch it, but that's good enough.
I know you won't, but I like it.
We basically split up when you go in to watch that, don't we? See you in 4 hours. Bye. I'll squirt here and fucking giggle blowjobs and eat potatoes.
Yeah.
Dinklage in my Dinklage. We'll have to download Game of Thrones. This is, we've started talking about things we watch on TV. Later on tonight, we're going to go to my sister's new house.
Yep.
To see what that's like. You excited for that?
Yeah.
Her coming in. Take your clothes off at the door. You mean my shoes? No, I mean your clothes. We give you this hoovered body suit that you have to wear in here in our new house. We didn't get a dog, so we just thought it'd be too much work. So we've got a screensaver of a dog here. It's an operating system, which is the dog.
One of the furry
pets. Well, Colin.
Flips over.
That's my impression of her fiancé. That doesn't even sound natural, does it? Fiancé Nils. He'd be all like, this is our new house, Colin. Don't be using this in a video. And I'll go, I don't think you understand the way comedy videos work, sir.
Are you going to call him sir?
Nah. Just didn't want to say his real name. Give his name away on the internet, Adam.
That's a good idea.
Well, that gave his full name. Don't know it. What is his full name? I do know it.
You do know what you shouldn't say.
I do. Anyway, we've talked enough about death and dicks. We'll go on to the questions here, because I feel like we'll get through. We have a lot of questions. I feel like we've got a lot of questions. Mark from Twitter. He's, my mouth tastes like blood, boy. In true essay style, McGregor and such, discuss. I'll bet nobody asked you about it. So
look at you doing weird burps, Colin.
They're contagious, like yawns. Chum Hangs.
Chum Hangs.
So, McGregor, so he was out of UFC 200, Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's back in. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was a massive publicity stunt, or yes?
It's created a lot of publicity. So whether it was or not, it's definitely...
I tell you who created a lot of publicity for them. Me.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why.
Are you saying this is all just for you?
Yeah. Mate, I did a video the other day talking about it, and it's at about 400,000
like,
hits.
Dana White has a page, and he's like,
Dana
options.
Dana White's my dad. Dana White looks more like my dad That's than my
true.
Dad does.
That's true. He looks more like you than you do, so...
He does look better than me. He's yeah. in good shape. He's
and
really
he's rich,
good.
So...
Yeah. Oh, he's very rich.
But how tall is he?
I think he's about
he
six,
is tall, isn't
six
he?
Plus, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
iPhone
yeah.
6 plus.
You're sacked, so...
I'm sacked?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Bring it in. Anyway, so Dana White has a page and he's got right options. What am I going to do? Shit. Who's he going to fight? And he has McGregor and he's X'd out. I went, no, I can't really ask him again. And then it has Barry the Blender because he made a video. And then I went, I can't do that. I'm just going to have to ring back McGregor. And that was how it happened really, wasn't it?
Weight. If we were going by weight, I would literally have to fight like Brock Lesnar. And we are two very different types of weight, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know what weight he is, but...
Heavy.
Do you even know what weight you are?
I'm scared to look. I've been scared to look since about the last 4 or 5 years.
You don't really work in numbers anymore, do you?
What about your guy? What about your guy? He's like, throw away the sad step. You know that guy? Body coach.
Yeah.
He's like, don't use scales. And I'm like, I won't. There's another piece of gym equipment I won't use.
That's because you had to put one on each foot just to measure.
I need to go to like a scrapyard to weigh myself. Like
do you remember in Glasgow,
people?
There was a thing you could stand on, and it's like your weight equivalent to like different things.
Animals,
like,
yeah.
Child, and I was like, but yours is like small elephant.
Like, yeah, it was like
baby elephant,
juvenile fucking African something elephant.
Yeah, most was like human elephant, and then it was like really crazy thing.
There was that yours was the was time elephant, in so. Kelvin Grove. Is that what it's called? Kelvin Grove
mm-hmm.
Art or museum? Or
yeah, museum. Yeah.
And the wee girl was like, I want to go play. And the mom was like, I'm too fat to walk. I'm too fat, man. I just can't even do it. Oh, get me a Greggs. That was a shock to see, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right. This is my day. Can I play around you? Shut up. I'm trying to breathe.
People can't see this, but the facial expressions you're doing and the chin you've just produced this is really worked for that character. You kind of need to Snapchat that look.
Or my phone. I'm too fat. I'm too fat to fucking... Hold on a second. I'm so fat. Oh my goodness. Welcome to General Banter. Welcome to Colin Snapchats while you listen. I'm too fat to walk.
Walk. Oh my god.
Oh, we gotta get the start. What's a funny thing to say on Snapchat? Oh my god. Oh! He's a fucking pie. Yeah, that's mainly what Scottish people say.
You put a filter on it.
He's a fucking pie. Do you remember the day I've talked about this before? I think you might have been at uni or something. And I could hear like a whole load of talk or whatever. And I looked out the window, and I still smoked at the time. And I looked out the window, and there was a people carrier, and a guy got out smoking. The whole car was like hotboxed. Smoke bellowing out the window. Guy gets out smoking, walks around the back, takes a wheelchair out of the boot, right? This door opens again, more smoke comes out. Giant fucking fat woman, so fat, gets out, gets in the wheelchair. He rolls around, levers her up on the curb, goes back around, opens the passenger door, gets two crutches to the person in the front. They get out smoking, one leg missing, and get on the fucking crutches and go in the house. And I was just smoking at the window like, oh god, I'll put that away now.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, when like your limbs are falling off, you're like, probably you should eat some more.
I totally smoked off my shins. They sewed my foot back onto my knee. It's just Scottish people don't know anything. What the fuck is it? What's a fritter?
It seems to be just deep fried batter.
Deep fried fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get frucking? Do you have, can I get
Scotland put an F on everything?
Eh?
You just put F in front of everything.
He's a fucking fritter.
I remember seeing a woman go in, and now we're saying hello, he's like people off, but we've seen them in the chippies team at times. We're there.
So, oh, yeah, we're always in there.
we had a lot of chippies in Glasgow, actually. But I went in one time, and it was like, it wasn't that late, cause you know, when you're like, let's just have one now. It was really early, it was like 5 or something. And a woman came in with her kid, and I think she was getting the fritters, and then they're like, in a bap. So it was like deep fried stuff in a big, thick bap. And she went, yeah, can I have salt on that? And yeah. I was like, oh my god, that is.
Definitely put sauce on it or something.
Like, nothing. Salt in a big dry bap.
Do you want anything to drink?
Cigarettes.
Just, you can't imagine. Just fat and smelly.
I mean, it probably tasted unreal, but.
And stinking yard and fucking have all it.
Like, I think that is like Christ. Literally instant heart attack. Like, there's no way your body can just pop
I just
that.
Want to smell terrible and. Just terrible breath, and I'll scrape the grease off my tongue later on my shoelace.
Oh, stinking. Saying that, they don't do, you know, you can go into like a chippy here, like if you go to a good chippy, you can get like a very decent burger. You could go like, can I get a double cheeseburger with bacon? Like they'll do you, over there it's like, do you want a fucking big old brown dick sausage? Or you can have like a fucking...
Sausages are weird, aren't they?
Yeah, or we've battered like a, you know, a burger. Can I get a burger? Yeah, it's battered. Do you want battered pizza? No. Get out of my life. All Italian as well.
Yeah, there's lots of
the... So what about the McGregor fight?
So I know, that was like nothing.
Woo! So basically...
Nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Watch that.
I mean... Fair enough. I mean, it's done the press no harm at all. And by the way, I didn't see a single fucking clip from that press conference. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, as you were saying. It happened. Kind of an old school way
I didn't
of
see it. However, had he been at it, I would have seen it.
That's true. But he does have a lot of leverage.
Oh, he does. He's very entertaining. However, I don't want to get into it, but we'll see what happens if he gets his bag rolled again.
I know, that's the thing. You still don't know how it's actually going to turn out, but...
I mean, he could stay on the outside and outpoint him, but that's not really convincingly beating someone, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think he needs to very convincingly do it, so
but
that
gonna
he gets it
back.
But it's
going to be hard. How's he going to do it? Because
if but he's... then that was the point of
if
why
he's on
he
the floor with Nate Diaz, he's fucked. Because his jiu-jitsu is...
The thing
mental.
Is, Nate Diaz is going to be training even harder and longer and everything as well.
He didn't even have a camp last time.
Exactly. And now he's fought him once and he knows what he can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's kind of like able to suss him out now a bit more. It isn't just a fresh going in like, okay, don't know what he's going to come out with. He will know now, so be very interesting. But it was the first time I ever heard it on, it was actually on Radio 1 today. It's still called cage fighting though.
It sounds more dramatic.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like... I don't know. It doesn't sound quite as nice calling it cage fighting.
No,
it
that's
what they love. But it's like weird, isn't
but
it?
But that's why, you know, like...
It makes it sound really
it makes people sound hard going, I'm a cage fighter. And you're like, well, not all MMA happens in a cage, so I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, we'll move
but
on.
But it wasn't... But do you know what I mean? That was kind of like a big... Like, being on Radio 1, it's never usually that kind of...
That's how big he is. They wouldn't have mentioned it. I haven't heard him mention UFC ever.
Ever? Exactly. They would never before.
He's a big star.
Interesting.
Like, he's asking for 10 million. It's not even enough, really. If you're looking at what he's done, it's not enough. Mayweather walks away from fights with fucking 77 million.
I know, think
and
about that, like...
He's not put... He doesn't have half the coverage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Anyway, some guy, gaffer across. What? Drugs are everywhere, aren't they? What's the best ones for, oh, let's say, a christening? I mean... So a lot of those things are boring, so why not take drugs?
Christening drugs, what are they?
Rennies.
Caffeine.
Weed mightn't be a bad one, other than it stinks. You know what I mean? You're not belligerent and drunk. You could just be a wee bit like, this is a bit more enjoyable. Now that I'm a wee bit stoned. You know what I'm saying? George Clark... Any way to listen to the old Audio Picnic podcast? I can't find them anywhere. They probably don't exist anymore.
Would they not, no?
Nah, I don't think they were put on YouTube.
But they were on iTunes, so would they not still be on iTunes? Like somewhere, I don't know.
Let us see.
Because technically, they can't really be deleted from iTunes unless someone...
They can.
No, but I mean, like, iTunes can't just delete them, can they?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, they can.
Well, what happens is... If they're not hope... Basically, to be on iTunes... Oh, someone else has one called Audio Picnic now. That's weird, isn't it? Oh, wait.
Are they there?
Oh, wait. I just fucking found them all, bro. Some dude has uploaded them all. Ah. This can... Oh, right. Okay. Okay, okay. So, basically what's happened is... Oh, here we go.
Oh shit, you're always at all times about 6 meters away from a rat.
Right, so here we go. This is actually news. I might actually save these. These are quite cool. So if you type it in, Audio Picnic Podcast, there's a YouTube thing comes up and there's 10 episodes there, which is fuck all, really. There's 10 episodes. Some dude has obviously uploaded them. Some of them are available, some of them aren't. If they aren't available, it means that there's been music in it that someone has picked up on, because we used to play music in them, which is a big problem now, not so much then, but if you played a tune, put it on YouTube. So whoever asked that question there, George, was it? There's a guy called Jonathan A-N at the end, Cushenan, C-U-S-H-E-N-A-N, sorry to give your name away, but he has a playlist on thing there for a play to him. He's managed to save them and upload them. So there you go. That was worth a look for me, even, you know? You alright, Mo? You pissed off that he's creaming it off the back of the banter?
Yeah, that's got a good 400 views, isn't it? actually was, probably.
I mean, here's another Audio Picnic Season 2. He's got both seasons.
Oh.
Play this guy.
How did he do that though? Did he just... Oh.
Well, it's at some stage you can download them.
Interesting.
You know? Here's what I might do. I'm going to ask Rick. Not that that matters. What I might actually do is take them down and put them on my general banter thing if anyone wants to re-listen to them.
That's probably a better idea.
Great idea from Colin. So there you go. Glad I answered that question. They are available on this guy's thing.
But
fair play. He's only responsible one that fucking saved it.
Yeah, you should try and do that. Try and put them on something.
Yeah, well.
The archive.
Right, let's move on to more serious questions.
Go.
Aidan Gilroy, what would make snooker more exciting to watch? Please include laser beams in your answer. The only thing that would make it more exciting to watch is if it was only played by naked women.
Bending over a table?
Yeah, you could see right up their fucking skate. It's shit. Snooker's the shittest. Pool's better. I don't know why it's not more famous. You know, you got like the O'Sullivans and the fucking your man from here. What's his name? Oh my god, I forget his name.
Higgins?
Alex Higgins. The McGregor of snooker, that guy. He's more the George Best of snooker. Anyway, it's because you don't really get to know the people. You know, you can get invested in sports if you don't know them, but it's exciting because of the people in it. Whereas when they're all quiet and reserved and they're just knocking balls and holes, like, you go, the fuck? Colin Geddes is fucking hilarious. Fucking right. How about that? Your boy Lavery, the amount of pro wrestlers getting injured these days. Maureen, can you even believe about the people getting injured in wrestling?
No.
I know I couldn't remotely even find half a fuck to give. No one watches wrestling. And I'll tell you, I know McCann and Shane and Dave Elliott, all them boys love wrestling. And do you know what? They all have slumber parties like a pack of fucking F-words. Fuck boys. That's the new one. You say fuckboy when you don't want to get jailed for saying faggot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
These fuckboys get dominoes, right? Here's what they did. They were like, look how crazy we are. And there's like six, you know, like the smallest Domino's pizza you can get. You're like, get the fuck out of my life. Stay up late, watch UFC, get a large pizza like a fucking man, and don't own up to owning pajamas.
Is that your list for a perfect night?
At least have the decency to actually bang each other and not just go to sleep and hold hands. Fucking knobheads.
So
yeah, just me and the guys. Just me, McCann. You know? Red at a sofa for the night for his head. Ray Hogan, does pineapple belong on pizza? I would say so if there was a lot.
I never thought so. Only if there's loads I did have one time. I was like, I get it.
If there's a lot of shit on the pizza, sure, throw it on.
Having pineapple is kind of boring though, I think, but.
I like the, like if I was going to get a Domino's, I get the one that has everything on it.
Everything, yeah.
So pineapple's more than welcome.
Oh, it's a nuts kitchen.
That's the party in my mouth. However, you know, just don't put it on anything stupid. If there's loads of shit going on, throw it in there. Don't be like, yeah. I got a nice pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, here's if there's something really spicy, it's actually quite nice because it's quite pretty. But if it's like a really nothing on your pizza and pineapple is so weird, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Always go more meaty or spicy. Don't go pineapple. It's weird.
Yes. Or if you just get a real like Italian style pizza with just cheese on.
That's nice too.
Recommend any good TV shows. Have you ever scared girlfriend Maureen so bad she stops talking to you for a while? What does that mean? Scared her? Just like, bah! And you're like, stop talking to me, you fucking bastard.
You're not very scary though.
Fuck you.
You can't even keep anything a surprise, or you can't keep any secrets, so you can't really ever scare me because you can't wait long enough to do anything like that. To like try and like, do a scary
prank.
Oh,
you
want to
see the surprise I did for you, Maureen? Bought it, it's over there, look at it.
Yeah, look at it, don't look at that. Look at that bag is your present in it. Oh, the bag that says Space NK in it. Yeah, I wonder what you got. Don't know, but do you remember that thing? No, I didn't. I'm not going to tell you. That's how you do surprises.
Cracking on. Connell, is that how you say that? C-O-N-A-L.
What are you looking at? Yeah.
Would you rather have nipple-sized dick or dick-sized nipples? Definitely dick-sized nipples.
Yeah.
What size is my dick?
Just roll them back up like one of those fruit twisters and just lock them back on.
I would probably just put them in the middle, Tyler. And have a constant cleave. Hairy cleave.
Just hang things over them. Dry your socks out.
My tits are so hairy that like dicks coming out of it would just look like that would just look like dick pubes.
That's point. True.
Eamon Kelly, UFC 200, thoughts? I'm excited for it, whatever, just hope McGregor fights. Rebecca McCloskey, kept running into her the other day, you know, her and Begley went to the Kremlin. Oh shit, son, divulge! Divulging! And then we've seen her in town like 4 or 5 times. Didn't mind worrying.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Rebecca McCloskey's, what's your favourite shit joke? Shit as in bad, not as in a joke about feces.
So this which for a bad joke? I'm so bad at remembering things like jokes.
I told you about the time I told a very, very sort of tame joke. One time at like a football camp thing. I was like, do you know, is it what you call a dinosaur with piles? And he's like, it's like Megasaur arse. And the guy was like, here, seriously, don't be saying arse. That's bad language. And then the next breath, he turned around and went, do you know shit spreaders that you see about? And like, that might be the defining moment where I was like, that made me a comedian. Because I went, here, hold on a minute. How come you can say it and I can't say it? You fucking twat. Right, let's rattle through it. We're over an hour, I think, anyway.
That's a good joke.
I yawned there and went deaf in my right ear. Heart attack. Butterfield. Paul Butterfield. That sounds like a
made-up
name.
That is a lovely name.
That's like such a, like in a movie. You'd be like, what's your name? Paul Butterfield.
Around his eyes for teeth.
No, it's not. What's a Butterfield, anyway?
Butter? Cups?
Nice. Right, thoughts on Sacha Baron Cohen. I like him a lot.
I like him.
He's just at the point now where he's too successful, then he's too recognisable to do the really good stuff that you want to see.
What did
do
you think of the film Grimsby?
I thought it was funny as fuck.
I thought it was funny. It was mad, like, yeah, as always.
So disgusting.
You think that he's gone too far, and like, oh no, that's literally, I can't believe he's still doing this right now. That one scene was crazy, but yeah. I think he's amazing.
He's great. He's very, very,
he's
very
smart, fun. And whenever he was on, what was he on? It was Jonathan Ross, which I hate, but he's just so funny. He's so good at telling stories, and he's like really smart and really fun to listen to. I like him.
Is he going out with that girl Isla, whatever?
Yeah.
He was going out with Darren.
Apparently, yeah, Darren Dare.
That's a weird jump.
She but just apparently went, he was quite famous at one point. I have no idea, but yeah.
But she's probably just like, tell you who's more famous, Borat.
No, but I think she looks like good crack. So she was probably like,
give he's also good crack. No, Mankini. You know, packing some dick. Here. Barry Watson. Cost of a Freddo. I've never bought one recently.
Dear.
What are they, like 30p?
I don't know, I would imagine so now.
Fuck off, mate.
I remember when they were like...
Fuck off.
They were 10p, like...
I remember when they were just like half a threepence. I don't even know what that means.
Because I went to a school that had nuns in it, and there was a nun ran a little like tuck shop, and you're only allowed to spend a very precise amount in it, right? So it was something like when I was there, I think it was 53p. Why was it 3? No one knows, right? But she had came up with this number, so she did this for years and years and years, and there's always ones helped her. So you'd be like, I'll have this and this. So obviously everything was like 10p, 20p or whatever. If you spent more, so say you spent like 70p, which was like way too much chocolate, obviously, for her, she would make you put out your hand, she'd slap you. She'd literally slap you. She'd be like, and she'll call you a sinner. So she'd be like this wee old nun. She'd be like, sinner, don't do that. You'll not lie as much tomorrow. Like that's, and you'd be like, okay. She's so funny.
Fucking raped by a priest or some shit.
That's true, but it was quite sweet when I was there, but it was still like, this is weird. This normally doesn't happen.
A bit of Jesus crack.
No, she was just having a crack. Like, she's doing it.
Did she sniff her hand after she slapped you?
No, she is lovely, actually. She's good. She was a good crack, actually, but...
You're a terror.
So funny. I was just thinking it's so funny. Like, I'm not that old, and that was the kind of school I went to.
What a weird crossover of lives we've had.
I know, very different, Colm, but...
All the hoods from our school used to just walk over to the shop, which is called the Candy Corner, and just drop Snickers on the floor and kick them out the door, and the old boy, who had the worst wig ever, was like, are you stealing from me? And everyone was like, fuck up, you cunt! That's him playing the flute.
Oh, my God! If I did that, you would never, ever forgive me.
I was being very exaggerated.
Oh my God.
That's what it used to be.
Your
like.
Tree colours slobbering out of your face right there.
Sorry if you're listening to an audio podcast.
So, yeah.
Good times. So, Paddy McKenna, how rotten is Guinness? Worst thing to come out of Ireland? Pure
it's
vomit.
Class.
It's alright. I can see where you're coming from, though. I mean, you're like... Guinness is a nice wee treat. It's nice to have. Sometimes you get really nice Guinness. It's not as good as just like a nice crisp cold beer.
But they're two different things. They That's are. Why I don't they think are. But
I don't mind Guinness. I see where he's coming from.
If he's only had shit ones, I would understand that because you're like, this is rotten. But if you've ever had a really nice,
you need
one,
to stick with it. You need to go somewhere that does nice Guinness. Drink the first pint.
Go somewhere where lots of people are drinking it because then it'll be good. You know it's good. Yeah. A lot of places, if they barely sell it, it's always disgusting.
How's that?
What?
Rasheen McGreevy?
Yeah.
Any reason why Shane Todd is not doing the Ulster Hall gig? Does he not have the balls?
Did he reply?
Yeah. He said he's doing the Opera House on his own at some stage.
Yeah, it would just sort of clash, wouldn't it, just, I think?
Yeah, he couldn't do both. And he also just doesn't mix with peasants. Because there's not much of a gap. There's not much of a difference between the McGoldrick character and him in real life. So he's probably like, absolutely not sharing a bill with these peasants. So you can go see him and they also... I'm doing... So we're all six of us are doing support for him. So it's more or less the same gig.
Just go and slag him off.
It's next fucking popping as you weren't chinos for. You go to the fucking safari, you gay cunt. Anyway, here you go. With the announcement of the Ulster Hall gig and his Edinburgh Fringe show, can Aaron McCann's head get any bigger?
Oh, everyone's joining in the joke now. Poor Aaron.
You're such a cunt, Dale.
That's what Aaron said.
Yeah, that's his mate, Dale, though.
Oh, that's okay.
The D-bag.
That's right. Did I meet him? Was he the one? That was
He's been in.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
You know, he's the guy that sells all the drugs and dailies.
Cool.
Eamon Kelly, McCann's head. Look, he's getting roasted.
He really is, isn't he?
He's getting full torched him.
Leave me alone.
He's tractor tires his headbands. He's tractor tires if he ever gets fucking spacers in his ears. He does have a big head, like. I'll read them out right now. I don't know if anyone heard this, but we did a live podcast with Armacan, and I thought...
You can listen back to that.
You can listen back to it on the old feed on the iTunes. But we basically slagged him to death for having a giant head, and I thought I was going to be able to steal things off the internet, right? But I had to write the jokes. I'll read you some of them. Will I?
Yeah.
McCann's head is so big when it rains, his shoes don't get wet. I broke them in gently, right? McCann's head is so fat when he answers the phone, it looks like he's listening to a stamp.
Like
when McCann gets a headache, he takes 714 Nurofen. When McCann takes shots, it looks like he's throwing a cup of water into an empty washing machine. McCann can never legally ride a motorcycle. That's a helmet joke. It's terrible. McCann's head is so fat, he has to go to the beach to wash his hair. It's not funny either. McCann's head is so fat, they make him sit on the aisle when he flies. That's a physics joke. When McCann wears a beanie, people think he's Jewish.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's the best one.
That was a funny one.
McCann uses 14 pints of shockwaves to gel his quiff. And McCann's head is so fat, his custom-made Beats by Dre also double up his five-a-side net.
That's a good one. You have that framed, actually.
I have it framed. I read that off a framed picture.
Poor Aaron.
Would you rather Buck Pat Butcher or Pauline Fowler? And I mean, which would you rather dig up from their grave and Buck? Well, that's a great question, John Lavery. Neither.
Just neither?
Nah.
I mean, they're just characters, that's what people are still alive and pretty.
I'd rather sit by myself just watching blowjobs and eating spuds.
Yeah, just watch them, That's true.
Impractical Jokers, funniest thing on TV, .. And that's from Neil Black. Tell you what, Neil. Wrong. I don't know what the funniest thing on TV is, I don't care. You make TV, but you don't watch it.
Almost Impossible Game Show is pretty funny at the minute.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I also like Undateables, you know, just laughing at their stupid fucking faces and stuff.
Colin, no one can see that you're doing a face like you're joking, but that sounded horrible.
Philly Brennan, mate! Does anyone ever use your second name as a verb? Like, Colin Geddes something, you're delicious from your supper, pal?
No one said Colin Geddes a thing. You say Geddes, do they? But...
Get us a thing. I mean, no. But you can if you want.
Yeah, sure.
We'll never meet, so it doesn't really matter. Fuck.
You won't get them in anyway, no matter what it is, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all jokes. What else questions, Colin?
Yeah, what about your names? Use your name. Like, here, Philly, my fucking, Philly, my dick, fill my horse full of dicks.
What?
Here, Brannon.
Look at your mind. See the cogs working.
Brennan. Oh. Brennan Rome?
What?
Brennan, that's a shit name.
Well, Brennan Rome was probably the best one you could have come up there.
Fuck off, Philly.
Fuck you, Philly.
Fuck you, Philly, me dick. I've got 16 mates in common.
Oh. Probably.
What age are you, 12? I think so. I think you're like a small child. Anyway, fuck off, Philly, wee twat. Here. Moyne, this podcast's going to be an hour and a half long.
Just cut all me out of it. Between
the clothes and here. No, that's more work. I'm supposed to be doing a video for someone here and my internet won't work. Right, I'm going to cut this short. Shout out to our sponsors today, ColinGaz.com.
And General Banter,
both mine, where you can buy a t-shirt. Definitely buy a t-shirt, because I need rid of them.
And like the Facebook page, I think.
Like the Facebook page, General Banter's Facebook page.
Sort of shit's gonna be now, isn't it?
General Banter Facebook page, follow it. Follow me on Snapchat. I did all the hard work, to be fair.
No, you didn't.
I slapped it four times.
I was joking.
There's been a fly in this room the whole time.
Holy shit.
And I punched it like 100 times and then flew past Maureen and she just finished it off with a clap. Clap slap.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, why is this not a video podcast? You feel like Obama?
I never heard of that once again.
All right, okay. Not Mr. Miyagi, the go-to joke. Jesus Christ.
Never watched it, so. Ew, got fly guts on my hands now.
I feel like Obama.
That's a joke.
He just wiped that fly out like he wipes out children in Syria. I was pretty skilled though.
Wasn't
definitely
it?
Wash your hands in case you get maggot baby fingers.
Lick them.
I would lick them.
Lick them.
Just for attention. So follow me on Snapchat at Colin Geddes. What's your Snapchat, Maureen? Do you want to plug that?
It's, what is mine?
I think it's sometimes.
Maureen McG. It's just M-A-I-R-I-N.
Yeah, she spells it in some sort of Gaelic scribe.
Yeah.
M-A-I-R-I-N McG. Send her a load of dick pics. I'm joking.
Yeah,
send me dick pics. Send me tits. Send me loads of naked bouncing tit. naked bouncing tit and the
arm. Probably only about three girls following you anyway.
So it's lads. It's
so many lads.
And so many fellas just sent me, like, you know, them smoking weed. Some guy was taking, like,
well, fucking people coke. Would be interested in my Snapchat because mine's, like...
Mostly me, so...
Well, so is it. Mostly, that's true, actually, yeah. That's true, yeah.
So, what's the recap? Oh, yeah. Follow the Snapchat. Buy a ticket. If you're thinking of buying a ticket for the Ulster Hall, just go ahead and do it now. Sell more nerves.
There's loads of time, but I think if you want to choose somewhere,
you I think you can reserve. So I don't know whether all the reserved seats are up, but if it's bought soon enough, you can just walk in, sit wherever you want. You know, watch the boys do. That's
true. And Laverys is next week, isn't it?
Laverys is the May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
What's the Star Wars thing? Burr, 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 pipper, burr, pipper, come to lads. You know what I'm saying? So, that'll be great fun. We'll try and that'll get all the nerdiest comedians we can find. I might actually have to MC it. I haven't MC'd lads in quite some time. Might actually have to this time.
Okay. And what else is fun coming?
And then we're going to be away in Vietnam / Thailand / Dubai.
Actually, yeah, just follow Snapchat just for that. So we can make everyone jealous.
I'll get my beach ball out, aka look like beached whale. Beached. Don't look at me like that face, Maureen.
What?
Like
what you said the other night.
What did I say?
We were saying something like going away, and I was like, because obviously I'm attempting to get fit before I go, but. And you went, oh, I just haven't had any time. And I was like, you have had the exact same amount of time as me, so that is not an excuse. I've just had no time to do it.
To do what?
I don't know, you're just like, you know, like, whatever, getting beach ball ready. You're like, listen, I've just had no time.
I would need to be...
You've had exactly the same amount of time as me.
I would need to be that fucking, like, on hunger strike in a Thai prison for me to look remotely like a normal-shaped person. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway.
Don't worry, you look great.
Do we have one more question?
You look great.
I don't care, I'll just wear. With the amount of celeb deaths since January, who do you think will kick the bucket next?
It is a scary time, actually, isn't it? You're like, oh, there's too many old, amazing people.
Yeah, but please don't freak out when they're 90. You know, like, so sad! Ronnie Corbett, 100!
There's been a lot of people who are only in 50s, 60s, which is young, though. Mm-hmm. That is too young. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding. Death! Prince. So yeah, I'm going to have to go here. Speak to you next time, guys. I might go eat some ham right now. Respect. See you later, Maury.
See you later, Colin.
Bye.
I'm going to see you right now.
Tunes. My butt. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, it's from creation. I told them no, it's from creation. Bam bam, hey yo, what a bam bam. That's what they call diarrhea in Jamaica. What a bum bum.